here's the thing.
Can I have your attention, please, people?
The most famous.
Amazing. Just great.
So great.
Awesome.
You rock my world.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
All right, joining us today, this is a repeat guest, so the guy must be good. And I've spent a little time with him, and he is. Former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill joins us. Yeah, you're not a former Navy SEAL. Once a Navy SEAL, always a Navy SEAL, right?
You know what? I don't believe that. That's more of a Marine Corps thing. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I'm a big believer that you go in there, you do your part, do what the country asks, and then it ends.
All right.
I'm very, very proud of what happened. I couldn't be more proud of the men and women with whom I serve. But now, you know, there is what next, and it's time to do stuff. Well, and that's actually why I started the Foundation of a Grateful Nation. Is you're in the Navy for a few years, the Army for a few years, but you signed a 30-year mortgage. You need to get a job to keep the lights on.
Understandable. I want to talk about a book that's yours, and obviously about your life. And I think most people by now know your name, and all want to thank you for what you've done for this country. Having said all that, let's talk about your Grateful Nation first. What is it?
Sure. Well, like I just mentioned, it's sometimes it's time to get out, whether it's leaving as you retire or leaving before you retire. People need to get a second job. I got out of the Navy just under 17 years, so there's no pension. There must be 20, which I knew, but it's quite scary. A lot of veterans would rather go back to combat than fill out a resume because combat makes sense to them, and they don't realize what they offer to the private sector. But even guys without college degrees learn how to solve problems, work as a team, stress management. Loyalty is a big one, motivation. And a lot of companies, especially with some of the people coming out of these universities right now, a lot of these companies don't care about degrees. They want these types of people. They can train them how to do the job in about 6 to 9 months, which they do, which your Grateful Nation helps special operators get those, find out where they want to live, what industry they want to be in, introduce them to the company, give them mentorship, and then they turn into some of the best employees these employers have ever had. So it's quite a transition. It's interesting to learn that life does not end when your military career is over. And the way that I describe it to people is, when you're in high school, that's the most important in your life, and then you go to college, and high school is over, and college is the most important thing in your life. For the military, that's all there is. Like with us, it was the SEAL teams, the Brotherhood, it's the Marine Corps, but it ends, and you need to move on. There's a lot of life after that, and you need to keep providing for families, and that's what your Grateful Nation does.
Well, and I think most people, including me, prior to getting in touch with the folks at YGN, didn't understand how little, and I'm not knocking the system, I just think we could be better, but how little we do with the great training we provide, not just special operators, but all soldiers and sailors and airmen and airwomen, when they come home, because we let that training go to waste and just say, well, good luck to you. Go find a job.
And that's true. And you can't really blame them, because in my case, the Navy didn't have interest in me anymore. I'm not going to provide anything for them. They trained me up. And, it takes a little while, but I learned, I don't know the Navy anything. I gave them everything I had, but the Navy doesn't owe me anything either. So so there's no real transition support. That's why your Grateful Nation started. So I'm working now with Colonel Rob Carrillo, who's a Green Beret colonel, obviously. I was a Navy SEAL. We have pretty much every branch in there, and it's awesome. That's the best email I get, hopefully twice a week, is from either a veteran or a spouse saying, now we have our second career, and we couldn't have done it without your Grateful Nation. And it's so cool just to watch. And these are men and women who have been to war for decades, and they get out of the private sector, and they realize how qualified they are and how much they're actually worth. Do they get paid? Oh, and on the other end, they also learn what their fair share in taxes is.
Yeah, right. Now, you can help in a number of different ways, because your Grateful Nation does everything from helping a special operator figure out how to do a resume, maybe for the first time, all the way to the mentorship you mentioned, and checking into making sure their new employers and they are accomplishing their goals. We know the success rate once you get somebody lined up with a gig, but people can volunteer to help. There's various events around the country. People driving to work now who run companies, you could certainly look into hiring one of these special operators or mentoring. Or obviously, if you'd like to send some money, they'll be happy to take it. So what's the website for YGN?
YourGratefulNation.org.
And there's a cool party. The Chicago Torch Party is May 8th at 6 p.m. at it's cocktails and dinner at the University Club of Chicago. It's an evening with former SEAL Team 6 Rob O'Neill. So you can
that is that. Me, and I will be there, and it's going to be a great time. And again, with yourgratefulnation.org, it's everything from checking it out, raising awareness, telling some friends about it. If people are hiring, you're going to get like a special operations pilots or Army Ranger, a Green Beret, a Navy SEAL. And this is there. And, you know, and obviously, I did find out how expensive it is to run a nonprofit. So donations always help, but word of mouth. And this is just getting, it's not just making the veteran better, it's making the company better, which makes our economy better. We're putting great people into the workforce.
May 8th, 6 p.m., you can go to that website and find out more details. And obviously, Rob, I don't know if we've worked out details yet on this, but we want you to come in when you're in town and sit in with us.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'd love to. Hey, are you coming to the Torch Party or what? I was told you were invited. Awesome. So, yeah, we'll work that out. I'll come into the studio.
Yeah, all right. Now, just for a second here, because we'll do this more justice than it obviously deserves when you're in for a longer period. The book is called The Operator, Firing the Shots that Killed Osama Bin Laden, My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior. Robert O'Neill, you can order it off robertjoneill.com and get it wherever books are sold. What's your life like these days after the word came out, after you wrote the book, and after people know who you are?
It has been, a roller coaster, but my name came out right after it happened in small circles, and that would have been Virginia Beach, Coronado, San Diego, California, D.C., and parts of New York. And then little things, you know, I got out of the Navy. I donated stuff to the 9/11 Museum. I got to know a lot of the families that lost loved ones, a lot of first responders that were there, you know, Port Authority, police, obviously FDNY and NYPD. And just they were able to get a name with a face for a little bit, not closure. There never will be closure, but with the healing process. And I sort of came out just because I've assumed risk, personal risk before, and if I can help thousands of people with the healing, then I'll do that. So it's good. You know, I started the Grateful Nation, the platform that I've been given because of the big mission. You know, I'm able to raise awareness of other veterans, because there are men and women that have way more dangerous jobs than I did. They're out there right now, the Marines that are driving through Helmand Province in Afghanistan and the people patrolling, still in Syria, even going to lunches we've seen with the suicide bombers. They're out there, and this just raises awareness that there are brave men and women out there fighting. So I'm able to do that. Hopefully I get on TV and radio like this to get a little sanity into what's going on, as far as I see it anyway. And then I do public speaking, corporate events, things like that. And if you go to robertjoneill.com, you will get a personalized signed copy of The Operator.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a great book, too. It's not about, you know, it's not calling myself The Operator. It's The Operator, the life of The Operator, meaning the Ranger, the Green Beret, the Marine, normal people from normal places in the United States that just work hard, don't quit, believe in each other, and then as long as you avoid the negativity, you can do anything you want. That book's basically about a fat white kid from Montana who couldn't swim that became a Navy SEAL because he got dumped by a girl and one day ended up in Osama bin Laden's bedroom.
The power of being dumped by a girl. It really can change your life in positive ways as well. Well, listen, you know, it's good to have you as a friend of the show. And I always tell you to be safe, because there's a lot of bad people in the world who would like to hurt you as well. I know you're not worried about it, but we worry about it for you. And we look forward to you getting in here.
Well,
thanks for all you do with
also,
YGN.
Keep in mind, there are also a lot of really good people in the world.
Of course. Thank God there's more of those.
They're out there, and a lot of them are wearing badges right now, so keep them in mind. Blue Lives Matter, too.
All right, we're going to see you on May 8th, 6 p.m., and we'll have you on the show day before, day after, whatever. Thank you, Rob.
Great. Thanks, Steve.